This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on Friday, the 9th of March. How do you do? End of the first full week of March. In like a lion, out like a lamb. Or is it, well, we'll see about that. It's in like a lion anyway. A lot of weather-related conversations this week. We'll get to that in a matter of moments as we exercise our right to the freedom of speech, which is pronounced and granted by the Constitution of the United States of America. I'm Doug Steffen, constitutionalist. Jennifer Horn, what adjective would you use to describe you? I'm a constitutionalist. What are you?
Okay.
Is she okay?
All right. Good morning.
Victoria Keelan is a...
I'm a constitutionalist, I guess.
You are, okay. What's Victoria Keelan? Wow, you guys...
Yeah, Victoria, what are you?
Good Lord. Put some juice into this.
I don't think I'm not juiced. It's just I'm not sure of what category we're coming
up with.
We're looking
for adjectives that describe us. One word that describes who we are, what we are, in a manner of speaking. It could be any number of, it could be hundreds, thousands of them. But just one that you feel as it works your brain, pops right into your head, I am an... Okay, this is a waste of time.
I'm an organist. Let's go.
Moving into
an organist.
I was about to tell you're an organist. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. All right.
You didn't know, did you?
I'm not going to Kara.
We are creepy Dracula music. Jen's an organist.
How I enter every room.
We are good storytellers. I give you that much. Okay, so would you do us the honor, or do we have to? Do I have to get a jack to get you up to into the first degree there, Victoria?
I'm ready with trending stuff. Is that what you
mean? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're being very cryptic, so yes. All right. So we've got some two trending items this morning. One very funny and celebrity-driven, and the other more serious. So we'll start with the funny. Michael B. Jordan, of course, the star of Black Panther, pretty much the biggest movie on the planet right now, had a very, very funny celebrity/fan interaction. An orthodontist on Tumblr posted about one of his patients coming into his office for an emergency visit because this 17-year-old girl, who apparently is very petite, and he described her as being this tiny little 17-year-old girl, she was watching Black Panther, and apparently the moment that Michael B. Jordan took his shirt off, she bit through her retainer so hard she broke the steel. Because she is so in love with Michael B. Jordan. So, of course, the girl didn't realize that her orthodontist was going to write a Tumblr post about her obsession with Michael B. Jordan, so it has gone viral. Michael B. Jordan found out about it and actually tweeted at her. He found her online and actually tweeted at her, "Since I feel partly responsible for breaking your retainers, let me know how I can replace them." And so, of course, then the dialogue went on. It was very cute. Her dad got involved and said, "Indeed, everyone, she is okay. Furthermore, I can assure you all that her family has already set aside funds sufficient to purchase yet another retainer in anticipation of Mr. Jordan's next film. Rest easy, and thank you all."
Just wait until Creed 2 comes out. She's going to be really excited about
that
one.
Right.
Speaking of dentists, did you by chance know or have you seen the study that's out this week about a number of cases of progressive lung disease occurring among dentists, dental workers in general?
No.
Yeah. Treated this week at the Virginia Care Center, the Center for More, who knew we had a Center for Morbidity and Mortality.
Who works there? I know, right?
Nine.
Is that like if you don't get the job as an undertaker, that's where you end up?
Sorry, I'm late, but what does it matter?
Is Eeyore their mascot?
Woe is me.
Okay. Aren't you glad I got them all cranked up, folks? There were 9 patients referred into the Morbidity Center this week. 7 of them died during this period. A disease is called idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, chronic progressive lung disease. Once you get it, you don't have a good prognosis. the cause. They're trying to figure out why these dentists are coming down with this problem.
Hence the idiopathic part.
Right, exactly. Apparently, there are 894 patients treated for this in the past year, and 1% of them identified as dentists or dental technicians. Eight dentists, one dental technician, average age of 64, reason for illness not identified. Dentists and other dental professionals, however, are concerned and wondering about whether there's some kind of bacteria or virus or something that comes when you're getting your teeth worked on, especially if they're getting drilled. Is there something inside the casing of your tooth, some kind of a gas, when you go in there with a drill that gets released? This is the first time. Isn't that interesting?
That's so interesting. Because it's not affecting the patient. It's only affecting the dentist.
Right, exactly. Yeah. There are 650,000 dental personnel working in our country. So this is a small group, but still, it does seem to be cause for concern or so. You know, whether they're using this as a reason to get more funding or something, I won't go down that road because it's a little too negative. But the question is, what kind of human bioproducts are created that could potentially damage them? And then if they're inhaling them, are we going to become? Now, they're looking at dentists, but of the 650,000 people who died of this, didn't die, but have had it in some way, shape, or form, it really just kind of makes you think, doesn't it?
Doesn't it make you wonder, though, if it's more like some sort of a chemical or something that they're exposed to?
In the dentist's office. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. That's the first thing I thought, Victoria.
Yeah, because it just doesn't make sense why it wouldn't affect the patient.
Yeah, no. But mystery of death. So there we go. Now, we figured out how to make the Michael Jordan fun story negative. Let's see what we can do with the next story.
That is your special gift.
Captain Curmudgeon on the air.
Right.
So what's you had another.
So the other big trending news on Twitter right now is the fact that through a South Korean envoy, North Korea's Kim Jong-un has invited President Trump to meet in person to discuss denuclearization, and Trump has apparently agreed to meet with him by May. So that is, of course, a huge trending story on Twitter right now. So
then why did Rex Tillerson say the U.S. is a long way away?
Because you know that they don't communicate.
No,
Tillerson and Trump.
Well, to be fair, the U.S. is still a long way. The North Koreans have played us before with meetings, promises of meetings. But I think what makes this kind of unique is that they've agreed to stop with their testing program, which is one of the conditions that was set up for America to even meet with North Korea, because there was a lot of talk, well, maybe he'd meet with us, but he'd still be just doing this to buy time. The fact that they're putting a stall or a halt to their program is, I think, what's the catalyst to getting Trump to go there. And it looks like no one knows exactly when it'll happen. Before May is the answer, but we don't know exactly when, and we don't know where. A lot of people are speculating that they'll probably meet in that that peace room that I think we were talking about, that I told you I was so interested in, that Brett Baer special about the demilitarized zone, where they have this big, long conference room that both North and South Korea can use sort of in the middle of their country. So they're thinking maybe that might be where the meeting is held. Obviously, I don't think it would be great optics for Trump to go to North Korea, and I'm not sure that many people want to invite Kim Jong-un to, like, the Chili's in Washington, D.C., so probably that would be the best guess where they'd meet.
They could go to Guam. That'd be a handy place to have a conversation. They got a big, huge Anderson Air Force base there. Sorry for Guam.
I'd want to go.
Isn't Guam already, like, a target from North Korea?
Yeah,
Guam has gone from being
across the street.
Right. Yeah. So Guam has been like very under the radar, and now it's in the spotlight.
Here's what I want, though. I want to use my superhero powers and shrink myself down to become a fly on the wall in that meeting. Can you imagine what that's going to be like when they're sizing each other up at the beginning? Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump.
Jeez.
So in a related matter.
I know what you mean.
I want to see it.
You want to see the optics. In other words, Mr. Shorty and Mr. Tolley, is that? Yeah. One of the I was looking at the list of things from Talkers Magazine, the top stories of the week. Number three is our relationship with Russia, and it's sort of a general opening to discuss this situation in England where a nerve agent killed a former spy, a Russian spy, and apparently his daughter as well.
Okay, so can we talk about this for just a second?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. Yeah,
but well, because you know me, I'm pretty like up to date on all the news stories and stuff.
Yes,
what's happening? Have no idea what happened here. But I did read a headline yesterday that it wasn't just these two that got affected by the nerve agent. Apparently, there were 21 other people in this area that also were affected by it. So, what the heck? What happened?
You mean were affected, could have been poisoned by some agent?
They were poisoned, yeah.
Well, you're talking about the other people. This is the Russian spy and his daughter got it. The fellow was a former colonel in the Russian military. He lived in Britain and has been there for about 7 years. He and his daughter in critical condition the last time I saw anything
about
it.
Yeah, I don't think they actually died. I don't think they died yet, or I think they're still fighting.
Yeah. So there was a high-level British investigation that concluded a year or so ago that somebody else who had been sort of connected died in a poisoning, but that was about 10 years ago. So the Russians may be trying to get rid of people who would embarrass them, but at this point, if he hasn't done anything for 6 or 7 years, why would they be bumping him off?
Now, that's the question I have. And I guess a bunch of the law enforcement people that had responded to this, they're now affected because obviously the nerve agent can go into your body, I think, through, like, you can breathe it in. It can go in through your eyes or your nose or whatever. But so there are more other police, there are more other people that are victimized by this. But then someone was saying to me, and this is where it got kind of weird, that, you know, the dossier that we talk about with Trump, the one that was largely disproved, it was the one created by Christopher Steele, who was that MI6, former MI6 agent,
the
right?
Book and all the other stuff.
And this is what was the catalyst we found, which was kind of, depending on what side of the aisle on, make you want to pull your hair out. This was the catalyst for this investigation that started the Robert Mueller investigation into Trump's possible collusion with Russia. Apparently, somehow, this is a person who worked on that dossier or had something to do with the collection of material of that dossier.
That I don't know. I'll leave
that
to you.
Something I just heard yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so it's
the
a
Russians
weird
are not afraid to go out, put their tentacles out around the world and take care of those that they think are an issue. There's no question about that. 19 after the hour here on the DJB show.
Make updates indoors and save this spring at Lowe's. Make refreshing updates to your bath with up to 15% off select Peerless bath faucets, available in a variety of styles and finishes. And update your flooring with fashionable wood look tiles starting at 99 cents a square foot. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through March 14th while supplies last. See store for details.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotch Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Half the hour now on the DJV show with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Kara, and Victoria. Well, Kara is on the, she's riding the range with the control buttons in her hand like a joystick on an airplane. And then there's Victoria. Let's get to...
And then there's Victoria.
You're so weird today.
Even know what that means.
I went out to dinner last night with a few of my pals, and I actually had some wine last night.
I was going to say, are you hungover?
Richie was determined to have me drink some wine. So he ordered a bottle of wine. There were seven of us around the table. And they were all being asked what they like for wine. And then he looked at me, and he raised his eyebrow a little bit and said, I'm going to get a bottle of wine that you will drink. So he ordered, I don't know anything about the wines, and Jennifer wasn't there to help us out.
Did he get you some sweet stuff?
He did, yeah. It was a moderately sweet, and all the rest of the people, there were some program directors from stations and executives from here, there, and everywhere. And so Richie had told them that I was not a good drinker. And so
the cute thing is, when Doug has like three sips, he's like, woo!
I'm also thinking that's a nice thing of Rich to do when he is not here and doesn't have to do anything. He can just get you drunk and then leave you.
Yeah,
right.
But I started telling stories, and they're just the stories went on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah. Wow, that's saying something if you say your stories went on and on and on.
Thank you. That's good. So the television report, what do we have tonight that looks good, Jen?
Well, we have Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's new tonight on ABC, and it marks their 100th episode, easy for me to say. Really? Dynasty is new tonight on the CW, Once Upon a Time, brand new episode. That series is winding down. This will be their last year, and that's new on ABC at 8. Gold Rush has their season finale on Discovery at 9. You always ask that question, will they strike gold? But probably the bigger story is Sunday, because Sunday night, usually I don't look ahead like this, but American Idol premieres on ABC.
Yeah.
And O.J. Simpson is going to confess to murder on Fox, because obviously they don't want Ryan Seacrest to win the night.
And they're putting him on at the same time. They've planned, they're programming. That's the thing.
Pretty smart.
Programming against ABC, because they know American Idol is going to be fabulously successful, big ratings that night, so why not put something like that on?
That's right. Now, this, is, a bazillion years old. This special has just been on ice, and it's that one that went alongside. It was a companion piece to that book that O.J. wrote, If I Did It. And so it hypothetically goes over how he hypothetically murdered his wife, hypothetically, of course.
Right.
How he hypothetically had an accomplice.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I'm definitely going to watch it. I don't really care about American Idol, but I'm definitely going to see the O.J. thing.
That was one of the things.
I'm watching it just for Luke Bryan. Come on.
He is cute. He is cute.
One of the things Rich brought out in the program, again, this is a radio group. I'm at a radio conference in Dallas. So Richie brings up when we're talking about mostly highlighting a few of our stations and careers and stuff. And so Rich was happy to tell everybody that when I went on the air at KABC in Los Angeles, I was the only talk host in Los Angeles to think O.J. deserved a second chance.
Well, you were right, and he got one.
Yes, he did.
How did that go?
Thank you very much.
He got a second chance in jail when he committed that other
crime.
Some
music news here. Maroon 5 and the Imagine Dragons are going to be performing during the March Madness shows or festival, whatever you want to call that. There's basketball and then there's entertainment. So the performers at the match... Try it again, Doug. March Madness Festival, taking place from the 30th of March until the 1st of April at Hemisphere in San Antonio. That's where the Final Four is being played. The festival will be live streamed on NCAA.com, NCAA, National Collegiate Athletic Association, as well as other channels. It's a repeat performance from both of these groups. They're Grammy-winning groups. Imagine Dragons performing at the event a couple of years ago. Maroon 5 did it last year. More performers slated to be announced later on. So how many people here are interested in March Madness? Raise your hands. Having seen none, it's 28 past the hour.
Living with yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. My dad was a professor for 40 years. For the first 15 years of his career, he taught literature. The rest of his career, he taught earth sciences. Once, when I was a teenager, I asked him what he liked about studying things like geology. He said, if you're only going to live on one planet for your entire life, don't you think it's a good idea to know about that planet? I thought his answer was awesome. It resonated deeply with me. In fact, I ended up choosing to study psychology because I thought, hey, if I'm only ever going to always live with myself, then I think it's probably a good idea to get to know myself. And I think that that could apply for you, too, which is why I make an effort to bring you this podcast every day on emotional management. You will always live with you, so get to know yourself. For more insight along the way, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
At the hour now, as the DJV show continues, don't forget about our podcast that you can find at djvshow.com. Every week we put it together, and there may be even more excitement because we may even have more podcasts of the exciting conversations going on off the air, including the ladies talking about things that they buy, what they hear, what they eat, all that good stuff. They're very much in the focus. Actually, one of the, I'm here in Dallas. Ladies are in their usual place. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Kara's in Washington. Victoria's in New York. And I was yesterday during the course of the conversation about how to make or get people more excited about what you do on the air. The suggestion was made that you ought to spend at least 5 minutes a day. Don't listen to radio programs that have hosts that you agree with all the time. Spend at least 5 minutes a day, or 5% of your news consumption time, listening to somebody that disagrees with you
rather than constantly listening to people who say things that don't challenge your mind. It's bad for your brain to have, this is a way to cut through, as far as listeners are concerned, the clutter. I know a lot of people are thinking, I don't want to listen to that stuff. But it really is, if you want to think about it in terms of keeping your brain healthy, listen to and engage in thinking about things that you don't agree with, that don't fit into the grooves in your brain, literally and figuratively. So I give you that as a way. That's one of the reasons that we have, if we do have a discussion that presents opposite points of view with maybe Victoria and Jennifer not agreeing on something, that's very good for you. It's good for them. It's good for you. You see, I'm here with this program and these ladies to help you. And that's I can make sure if you listen to this program every day, your life will be longer and more pleasant. How's that? Pretty good, huh?
Yes.
I figured that all out yesterday. Yes. All right, today is the National Day of Unplugging. 24-hour period from sundown to sundown to unwind, to relax, and do things other than using technology, electronics, and social media. Let's hear a hip, hip, hooray, or a hear, hear for that. But do we do it today? It would probably be better if we did it tomorrow.
Is that more convenient for you? Tomorrow. Get some postings.
Yeah, it's much more convenient. Tomorrow I can do that. Today I can't. Speaking of things that are happening, this weekend it's move the clock ahead, spring ahead. Remember the old expression, spring ahead, fall back? Florida wants daylight. So because of what Victoria the Groan from Victoria and Jennifer, all of
it's the worst.
I don't really care.
All of next, I don't know how you're not affected. This always seems to affect me. All of next week is just going to be such a drag. Next week, statistically, is the week where there's more automobile accidents.
Monday
and more people have heart attacks.
Yeah, Monday's the highest death day of the year because people just drop.
This is really crazy
happening this weekend. I have to I'm bartending on Friday and Saturday night, and so that means I'm going to get in even later on Sunday morning.
Sunday night, basically, you're losing an hour, so. Well you'll feel it more going from Sunday night into Monday.
I can't believe, as young as you all are, that you're such wimps. I go back and forth across the country every week from one time zone to another.
You never complain about it, ever.
Maybe that's because you don't know what time zone you're in. Maybe that's the answer. You never know what time zone you're in.
All right, so I'll just one more of those examples of last night.
I don't mean that in a senile way. I mean that just
you're busy. No, I understand what you mean. So, last night, Richie sent me a text and said, meet him downstairs at 7 o'clock. So I met him downstairs at 7 o'clock, but it wasn't 7 o'clock. It was only 6 o'clock. So we managed
to wonder where he was.
And no, he was there, and we actually met with the Walter Sabo, one of our friends in the radio business, and we spent the hour talking about things of interest and import, including you, Victoria.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we had a nice chat, and I wouldn't have had it not been that I was an hour early, because I have my watch set to Eastern Time. So, and I'd forgotten that I'm in the Central Time Zone, so it just became an exercise in expansion, shall we say. The time stuff is all in your head, whether it really makes a difference to you or not. But I did think it was interesting that this week Florida lawmakers are trying to change the law so that daylight savings time takes place all year long. So Arizona has that. What's the other? There's one other state that has daylight savings time all around.
Arizona and Hawaii, I don't think, participate.
Hawaii.
Yeah, I don't
right.
think they participate in that. I don't know. I don't know why we go. I get why we did it before, but
it was about agriculture before.
Right.
Yeah.
Now
right.
it's just confusing, and, you know, I'm finally getting to drive to work with a little bit of daylight peeping through, or at least it's lightening up, and that's going to be gone. It's just,
All right, so spring ahead on Sunday and lose an hour of sleep if you have to work on Sunday or have some obligations. Otherwise, it doesn't make any difference. I don't think it makes any difference whatsoever. That's just me. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The most expensive age, according to new research this week, the most expensive age to be alive, according to the credit score website ClearScore, is 31. So, Victoria, you're closest to that, I think. Are you not? You're 31
years
old.
I'm no better off than when I was 31.
Typically, in the midst of mixing, being married, having children, saving for a house, all of those things, The data collected indicates 31-year-olds, on average, must have $60,000 saved in the bank to afford all the things that are going to be changing in their life. How many 31-year-olds do you know that have $60,000 in the bank? I don't know any. I don't know.
How many rolls do you have, anybody with $60,000?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Yep, go around exactly. The room here, and including me, you probably wouldn't find $60,000 sitting in a hole somewhere. It just, it's very interesting, though.
It's
how
just
these
a huge problem stats. with millennials. And, yep. and the thing is, I was just reading something yesterday about young millennial parents who have, like, little kids, toddlers or whatever. They're the biggest consumer of organic produce, which is more expensive. They're the biggest consumers of things that are environmentally, chemicals and cleaners and things like that, that are environmentally safe, which are more expensive. So millennials are buying everything that's more expensive because it kind of goes along with their conscience. But it's, at the same time, you know, they're not owning houses as much as they should, and I'm included in that, and maybe we'll never own a house. I don't know. So it's just, it's a very upside down generation. It's also the largest generation by numbers.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. It's a little scary. It really is. Like, when I think about the kind of the future, it's very scary.
Why?
I try not to think about it too much.
Why?
Financially. Well, just financially. Yeah. It's, you know, never, maybe we'll never own a house. Maybe we'll never be able to afford more than one kid. I mean, there are a lot of things that
listen,
are very
hold on
realistic.
A wait a minute. This, will you stop giving...
But I don't dwell on it. I'm just saying,
these
are things
please
that are realistic.
Listen to Mr. Curmudgeon,
Uncle
Captain
Dougie.
Curmudgeon.
Okay.
Uncle Dougie. You will be fabulously successful, and you will live in a palatial estate somewhere in northern Jersey. That's the thought to have. Like, Jennifer is going to be fabulously successful. She's going to live in a palatial estate in...
I already do.
Yes.
Beverly Hills.
All right. Kara is going to be fabulously successful, and she's going to marry one of the bachelors. She's going to live.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Please do not wish that on me.
Right.
Everybody here is going to be fabulously successful. That's the thought that you're going to hold on to. Please, that's a requirement of being on this program. You must think of yourself as being fabulously successful. All right. Everybody up with that?
I actually feel successful in my life. I feel like I have so many things that I feel are successes in my life.
Yeah.
So I don't, like I said, I'm not dwelling on the other stuff, but, you know, realistically, it's the financial prospects don't look all that bright in terms of real estate.
You're looking at the here and
like
now.
That,
but, interesting.
Yeah.
Although I'm the philosopher who believes that Toulet's feelings or his teachings about being in the here and now are pretty accurate. I don't worry about things like that, and I've had plenty to worry about over my life, and I don't let myself go there.
Yeah.
And you can do that just by twisting and turning around. Find something, put a next to your bed that every night you can read. I read a chapter or two in any number of books. I have books all over the place in my bedroom, and I pick one of them up, and it's just instinctive. I don't know which one I'm going to pick up. I don't have a design on one, but I pick one up, and I will open it up to a page that I haven't read before, and I'll put my mind into the place that the book puts me in, and it just it calms me right down. If I'm normally like all huffed up anyway when I go to bed, but it just puts me in a place so that in 2 or 3 minutes you're out. And don't worry about all of that stuff. Once in a while, I wake up and think, all right, did I lose my place somewhere? And then I go back to thinking about what I went to sleep thinking that night. And it works. It really does. And I think that putting your head in a good place when thoughts are things, when you're concerned, not only about money, but anything, your health, the family, whatever it is, put yourself in a good place. And but you're in charge of that. Nobody else is.
That's true.
Nobody
I
else
know.
Is. Yep. Right. Okay, speaking of having a good night's rest, 44 after the hour, I want to tell you how much I love my pillow. Victoria loves her pillow. Jennifer loves her pillow. Carol loves her pillow. You sleep much better. And let's think about the business of moving ahead, the clock, and needing a good night's rest. You're going to lose an hour's sleep. So make sure that you have the ability to, if you are losing, in fact, an hour, to get a good night's rest in the period of time that you have. If you've missed out on all the opportunities to have, there's an offer every week at MyPillow.com. You have one free, two free, get the pack of this and a pack of that. There's nothing there that they have that isn't tested and approved in terms of how people use it and what success they have with it. That's why they don't get many people. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee with everything that they have. And people just don't send the stuff back because it works. But it's nice to know in your own mind there's a comfort just in case you may not like it. You got 60 days to turn it back. That's true of anything they have. Their mattresses, sheets, anything they have is all guaranteed. A fabulous American story, a fabulous American company, and it's there for you. So go online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. And fix yourself so you have a good night's rest every night. Don't toss. Don't turn. Get the MyPillows. They're known for their pillows. So start with the pillows. But look at the other things they have there, too. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
The Geek Out. Who doesn't want faster internet? AT&T has announced by the end of this year they will launch 5G in Dallas, Atlanta, and Waco. 5G promises to be a significant upgrade in bandwidth from the current 4G network, 10 times faster than what you know today. So if a movie now would take you 4 or 5 minutes to download, on 5G, you could do it in 30 seconds. With these gigabit speeds, devices of all types, anything needing to be on the internet, could capitalize. Problem is, there are no 5G-ready devices at the moment. That will change specifically handhelds. In fact, the next iPhone is rumored to be 5G ready. We'll keep you posted on the launch of 5G and all the devices that will follow on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Reflection on the letter V. The best things in life are Vs, RVs, ATVs, SUVs, V. Making things soar in the outdoors, never bored. Saving money, because I bundle the policies. Victory! Like beating Vikings at volleyball on a volcano. Try not to fall.
Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 half the hour here on the DJV show. Legos announced this week they're going to start using bioplastics. Wow. Bioplastics made from sugar cane. They are plant-based plastics, easier on the environment than the petroleum-based ones that they have been using for all these years. How many people here grew up with Legos? Raise your hands, please.
Definitely.
Everybody played with Legos?
My brother was like the Lego master. I used to always just go in and sabotage all of his.
It's crazy.
A little old-fashioned. I like the old Lincoln Logs. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, those are fascinating, too. But really, what it does, once again, this is a way for you to encourage children of all ages, even adults, to make their put their brain in gear, in a manner of speaking. The way you can create things, I think it's fabulous, Frank. Whoever it was, this is a Swedish company, I think. Isn't it Legos from Sweden? Don't they
I think it's some, Sweden, yeah, Norway, that Scandinavia, sounds about right.
Like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's such a great toy, and it's amazing how consistent it's been with so many generations, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah. Denmark. They're from Denmark. They've hired a team to investigate eco-friendly materials, and they built a 30-foot wall, a toy wall, 146,000 bricks to symbolize their $1 billion investment in wind energy. It's a toy turbine, that's what it looks like. I just think anything like that that can help your mind be better, and they're fun. They're good. Miles, my grandson, loves to play with them. He has.
Oh, is he into Legos already?
Oh, yeah, he loves them.
Wow.
Yeah. And Megan told him this week that they were moving, and he looked at her and said, "Mommy, can I take all my toys with me?" Bring those Legos. He's a fabulous kid. 10 before the hour.
It
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Weekend is upon us, and with the week ending, it's our privilege and pleasure to present to you the big tech stories. It's Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour. Victoria Keelan here to go through the top five items that have made news in our conversational, things that affect or impact you in terms of technology. And at number five is a credit card scam to be aware of. What's the story?
Yeah, well, if someone steals your credit card number and runs up a huge bill quickly, it's always very obvious.
Did I tell you that happened to me this week? Did I tell you that story?
I think you said that there were some charges that, you didn't go into detail, but I think you did mention there were some charges there. Did they cancel your card, or did they just monitor the charges?
No, they told me I'd get my money back, and they sent me a new card. I cut up the old one. But it's just when you open up the mail and you see that, it's unnerving.
Of course, yeah.
Very nervous.
Probably don't check online regularly, do you?
No. I don't.
That's something, that's the whole point of this story. So this new scam, what it is, if you have any recurring charges, whether it's for Spotify or Netflix or just a regular banking charge, anything that's a regular charge every month that you have a subscription to, that's going to put you in jeopardy with this new scam. Now, you don't need to change your subscriptions at all, but you do need to monitor your cards, because you might notice that if you pay $9.99 a month for Netflix, a few days later there might be another Netflix Netflix charge that says $2.39, and then maybe there's another one that's $5. What that is, that's a scam that is actually siphoning money off of your credit card little bits at a time. But it's like such a spider web and a network that these hackers have attached to all these subscriptions. And if you think about it, it's a slow way to make a lot of money, but it's still a very efficient way for them to take money off your credit card. And most people don't even notice, because if they know they have a subscription to Netflix, they see the word Netflix and they go, oh, that's nothing. And so this is something to really look out for. Checking your statement on paper in the mail once a month is not really enough. If you do insist on doing that, make sure you go through the whole statement with a fine-tooth comb and call your credit card company immediately if you see any duplicate charges for any of your subscriptions.
Good advice. Number four this week on the countdown to number one in Tech Talk, Lyft and Uber are helping you out if you need to get to the doctor.
Yeah, Lyft and Uber together, well, not together, but at the same time, are launching these different rideshare programs to help people make it to their doctor's appointments. And they say every year, 3.6 million Americans miss medical appointments because they don't have transportation. And, of course, this mostly affects the elderly, and it affects people in the poorer and lower economic areas. And so missed appointments cost the healthcare system more than $150 billion a year. So Lyft, and through their concierge program, and Uber has another program that they're both doing. They're working with these health providers to schedule rides for you. Lyft will actually let you schedule it up to a month in advance, and you can share a ride with other people to make the bill less, or you can have your own ride, just like a regular Lyft or a regular Uber trip. And they say that all in all, they estimate that 7 million patients will be helped by these services, so it's great.
I have been using Uber a great deal this week, and I found them to be very satisfactory.
Yeah.
And last night as I was walking out of the restaurant, I went to Uber. Richie's looking at me and said, I'm proud of you. Because I could use Uber.
Oh.
it's a good function. It's very handy, and they're not expensive.
We use Lyft all the time in the city. It's great.
Yeah. All right, number three here is a focus on Apple. Why they're doing this, I don't know, but they must think there's some money in it. So what are they doing?
This is interesting. Apple is working on a line of high-end over-the-ear headphones. So those are like the larger cans, as we call them in radio. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go up against Beats, which is Beats. It used to be called Beats by Dre, and that was Dr. Dre's headphone line, which Apple spent like $6 billion buying. So Apple is now making their own headphones to go against their own company, which when they bought Beats. It's very bizarre. But they want to rival Bose, and they want to, apparently people who are Apple fans with the Apple Pods, they want to have an Apple-branded headphone. So that's where they're headed.
Okay, number two is a focus on your nose.
Yes, plastic surgeons are warning to not take your selfies so literally, because your nose looks 30% bigger in selfies, and yet they have noticed a huge spike in people wanting nose jobs based on their selfies. So take a step back, everybody, and don't get a nose job.
Those of you who are wondering about Alexa and her laugh, this is something that's actually number one this week in the tech story world.
This was the number one trending tech story this week. Alexa, of course, the virtual digital assistant, has been laughing uncontrollably for no reason. And Amazon has actually said, we're aware of it, we're working on it, we're going to fix it. But apparently some people are really creeped out enough that they unplugged Alexa completely.
Uh-huh.
So you'll have to wait for the download of the new software.
The laugh. Alexa's laugh.
It's creepy.
It is kind of creepy. Yeah, it sounds like a female version of Boris. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.